Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 20s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 20s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, cooler temperatures, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A former Wichita police officer and public school employee pleaded no contest last week to three charges accusing him of molesting underage boys. 58-year-old Alex Robinson entered the plea Friday. His trial was set to begin today. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office said the crimes involved three victims who were abused in Wichita in 2011 and 12. Robinson worked for the Wichita Police Department for 22 years. He was the Wichita Public Schools Safety Services Supervisor when he was arrested in January of 2013. There is a tiny new member of Chiefs Kingdom. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his fiancée Brittany Matthews have welcomed a baby girl. Matthews shared the news of the birth of Sterling Sky Mahomes on social media over the weekend. Mahomes and Matthews got engaged at Arrowhead Stadium back in September. Later that month, the couple who've been together since high school shared that they were expecting a baby. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2/28/21.
A 17-year-old girl died from smoke inhalation after she was unable to escape from a fire in West Wichita on Friday. Wichita fire investigator Donnie Eckerman told the Wichita Eagle that the girl was trapped inside the duplex Friday afternoon by a deadbolt that required a key to open. The fire started in the kitchen of the apartment after a burner was left on and a pan with grease caught fire. Firefighters found the girl unresponsive in her grandmother's room, which is where the deadbolt key was kept. She later died at a local hospital. Officials estimate the fire caused $40,000 damage to the building and $20,000 damage to contents. Schools in Fredonia were closed Friday, but not because of weather. Utilities spiked so much in Fredonia that the district had to make the decision to close its doors Thursday and Friday to conserve energy and money. Our news partners at Cake TV report city officials determined that it would cost in excess of $25,000 a day just to keep the school buildings open. The superintendent said he planned to have the schools reopen today. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A man wanted for a homicide in South Dakota turned himself in at a police station in Nebraska. 38-year-old Philip Pond was transferred to South Dakota last week and made an initial appearance in federal court in Rapid City. Pond is accused of shooting 40-year-old Justin Little Hawk in Pine Ridge on November 22nd of 2020 after the two argued. Little Hawk died the following month at a hospital in Colorado. Chadron Acting Police Chief Rick Hickstein says Pond stopped by the station February 15th to ask if there were any warrants out for his arrest, since he had been told by others that his name was in the news. A big black and white cat named Crookshaw, who went missing 2 years ago, is back with his Colorado family after being identified in Nebraska. The North Platte Telegraph reports that the tuxedo cat and his owners were reunited last week. The cat's identity was discovered when his microchip was scanned in North Platte. I'm Rick Everett with your Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The architect, county sheriff, and county councilor met with commissioners last week regarding the new Marshall County Jail. Blueprints were shared of both sites, adding on to the existing jail versus building a new facility off-site. Adding to the existing jail and the courthouse and bringing all up to code would be expensive. A new jail off-site would mean adding a road to that site. However, this option allows for expansion of court offices, mental health facility, and etc. To build onto the existing facility would make the structure roughly 20,000 square feet plus the existing building. A new facility off-site would be roughly 25,000 square feet. A timeline was discussed with a lot of factors that make that estimate very difficult. There's also discussion on what to do with the existing facility if moved off-site. Commissioners discussed the State Line Bridge, which needs to be replaced as deck boards are rotten. The bridge is now 40 foot and needs to be 50 to 60 feet in length. A low water crossing is not feasible because of the amount of farm equipment and semis that cross there. This will be a shared project between Marshall and Gage Counties. Marshall County will be the lead for the project. Gage County will contribute design ideas and cost. There was discussion of a possible temporary low water crossing until a new bridge can be built. Ideas for a theme for this year's Marshall County Fair are being accepted through their Facebook page through Tuesday. The fair dates are set July 15th through the 20th. The board and Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce are seeking an individual or individuals interested in coordinating the fair parade. Contact a member of either board or their sites on Facebook. If weather allows, work will begin Tuesday on Nebraska Highway 50 from the east edge of Pawnee City south to the Kansas state line. The Nebraska Department of Transportation awarded a $247,000 contract for tree and brush clearing and removal in advance of construction scheduled to start this spring. Traffic will be maintained with lane restrictions and flag personnel. Pilot cars may be used. Work is expected to be complete by April 1st. Washington and Nemaha counties are among 27 counties and three cities that will receive funding for bridge replacement through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program. More than $5 million is being made available statewide as part of a 10-year transportation program initiated last year. Local matching funds are being utilized as part of the projects. A share of nearly $14 million in federal funding was awarded to 32 Kansas communities, including Vermilion, to assist with community projects. The community development block grants will be used for a variety of purposes, including sewer and water improvements, housing rehabilitation, and community facility improvements. The $250,000 funding will be used for water system upgrades in Vermilion. Pawnee City Council approved going out for bids for a new fire hall with quotes due by March 4th. William Bill Jones, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away February 18th. Services will be held at a later date at the Barrett Cemetery with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bill Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and apple rings. Tomorrow, chili cinnamon rolls, celery and carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
The annual meeting of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative will be Tuesday, February 23rd at the Axtell American Legion Building with registration at 10:30. A catered lunch by Aces Cafe begins at 11:30 and the business meeting follows at 12:45. They will be following Marshall County COVID protocol. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative annual meeting Tuesday, February 23rd at the Axtell American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system moving in, and we're finally seeing some warmer air out there. We're going to see sunny skies over the next several days, as well as these nice mild temperatures. We do have a low pressure system that will swing in from the northwest. It looks like Tuesday night into Wednesday. Most of the central parts of the Midwest, more of a dry cold front. So we're just going to see cooler temperatures as we head into Wednesday, continuing into Thursday. So across the area, mostly sunny skies. Skies mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, around 28. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs mid-40s, and Wednesday night, cloudy, mid-20s. That's a clear forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 49. Record high in this state, 78. The average low, 23. Record low. It's 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of February. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Customer satisfaction is first priority at Carriage Motor Company. Thank you to our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motor Company in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Brooklyn's happy flight home and the Pelicans on the flip side of a fourth quarter collapse. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The Nets ended their West Coast road swing on a high note against the Clippers.
Man picks him up. Irving steps back. Three-pointer. In and out. Won't go. Oh, and Jordan tips it in.
The call on ESPN. James Harden finished with a double-double, 37 points and 11 rebounds. Brooklyn held off a fourth-quarter rally to edge L.A. 112-108 for their season-best sixth straight win. There was no second-half letdown this time for the Pelicans.
Now point Zion, sizing up Tice. Throw it out to Ingram. Left wing three. Swish!
On KRLZ, after blowing an 11-point lead to the Suns Friday night, the Pelicans did not throw in the towel this time. New Orleans rallied from their largest deficit in franchise history, 24 points, to stun the Celtics in overtime, 120-115. The Timberwolves have dismissed head coach Ryan Saunders after two-plus seasons. On the ice, the NHL's second outdoor game at Lake Tahoe went off without a hitch.
As they keep the puck in high slot, Stanika near circle, it's fired, they score! That's a hat trick for David Pastrnak!
On WBZ, after Saturday's game featuring the Avalanche and Golden Knights was delayed more than 8 hours due to poor ice conditions, the Bruins and Flyers experienced fewer issues. Dave Pastrnak recorded his second hat trick in three games against the Flyers as Boston used a four-goal second period to cruise to a 7-3 win. On the college hardwood, a pair of Big Ten heavyweights are ready for the calendar to flip to March.
Drives left baseline, bounce to a cutting Dickinson, one dribble, jams it with two hands!
On Learfield IMG College, in a game featuring six second-half ties, number 3 Michigan pulled away in the final minutes for a 92-87 win over fourth-ranked Ohio State. Derek Dennis, ABC.
Marysville High School wrestlers advance 4 boys and 1 girl to the state tournament. Marysville High placing 4th. At Substate at Marion, with Gabe Fredrickson and Jack Lott winning championships. Lo Wassenberg and Patrick Smith placed 4th. Elise Rose won her weight class in the girls' division. Monday night makeup basketball games. Marysville at Chapman live on KNDY. Valley Heights tips off at Washington County. Frankfort at Lynn.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. National FFA Week began last Saturday and runs through this Saturday, February 27th. National FFA officers have been reminiscing about FFA Week with their local chapters and the fun events they would have, like Ag Olympics, a business luncheon with community members, pancake breakfast, scavenger hunts, and a lot more. But this year, of course, is going to look much different.
So I think a lot of it depends on what your community can do right now, depending on the restrictions that they have.
That's FFA Central Region Vice President Paxton Dahmer from Missouri.
One of the things that they can do is always engaging virtually. That's been something that's really come to light this past year, and I think it's a beneficial way to hold an event during FFA week. You can, you know, have a virtual Zoom hour over lunch and invite people across your community to listen in and talk about your chapter. You can even do different like award ceremonies during National FFA Week over in a virtual setting as well.
FFA Secretary Anna Mathis from Arkansas encourages chapters to record some of those Zoom calls and then share them via social media to help get the word out about National FFA Week.
Facebook is a great tool because it connects a lot of different people, and over 80% of Americans have Facebook. So Facebook is a great tool to record some of those Zooms, get outside of our community, get outside of the people that know us well, and try to get some exposure and make positive connections, because that's what we're here to do, to make a positive difference in our communities.
Southern Region Vice President Artha Jonasaint from Florida loves that FFA alumni get involved too.
I love FFA Week because all of the members of my community like to change their profile pictures back to their time in the blue jacket. And so many people share their story as to why FFA has been so impactful to them.
She says it helps her realize that she's part of something that is much bigger than herself. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. Dennis Henricks reporting for Vietra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday, and hey, what a weather change in 1 week, and certainly welcome it here today. We've got a great sale here today, folks, and let's get after it here this morning. The cash markets ending on Friday was $1.14 in the cash, and the carcass was reported 180 to 181. So again, steady news is good news. Here this week, the J.D. Performance Center Top Cut production sale on the bulls will be at Vietra 77 on Saturday. Well, here today, it'll be a good one. It'll be a long one and a lot of good cattle, a lot of hay, and we are going to get started on the hay at 12 o'clock noon in the square bales, 30 alfalfa third cut, alfalfa 37 fourth cut. Prairie 175, mixed grass 85, straw 463. In the round bales, there's 10 alfalfa third cut. They weigh 1710. There's 12 round alfalfa second cut. It's first seeding. In the round straw, there's 44. In the round prairie, there's 11. In the round CRP, there's 35. So a lot of hay that will be at 12 o'clock noon. Again, we want to remind you, March 11th is our next bred cow, cow-calf family sale, folks. A great listing of first calf families. Check us out on the internet, along with a great set of cows, bred cows, guys. That is March 11th. That will start at 11 o'clock. Well, here today, starting at 9:30 on the way ups, we do have over 100 head of cows and bulls in this morning. So we'll start properly at 9:30, feeder cattle at 12 o'clock noon. And we are starting on a great set of feeder cattle, guys. Everything is weaned. Nearly everything is vaccinated. And here we go with Schmitz cattle out of Marysville. 38 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 6 to 9. Singleton out of Wymore, 30 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 700. Mark Rocket Barnston, 40 black steer and heifers, 675 to 775. Gingrey at Holmesville, they're 63. They're going to weigh 775 to 8 and a quarter. Mike Cattle out of Cray, 10 black steer and heifers are background at 950 to 1,000. Tim Tegmar out of Burchard, 96 black and red steers. They're going to weigh 750 to 8 and a quarter. Willensick out of Cook, 71 black steer and heifers, so weigh 7 to 800. 40 head of black Sim Cross heifers, they're going to weigh 675 to 775. Humphrey at Odell. Kadaris out of Burchard, 52 red Angus Cross heifers are going to weigh 750 to 850. Larry Larson out of Liberty, 60 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 650 to 775. Kapke cattle, They're going to be a Claytonia, 10 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 700. Kisslina Courtling, 15 black steer and heifers, 5 to 550. Dave Oltman's Hutta Beatrice, 70 head of red, red-white face steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 650 to 850. Whitmer's Cattle out of Wymore, 16 black steer and heifers, 650 to 750. Christian Cattle at Steiner, 50 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 650. Smith Cattle at Fairbury, 21 black and red steer and heifers weighing 550. Rennie at Mareberry, 22 black steers, 6 1/4, 725. Danny Niss out of Pawnee City, 22 black steer and heifers, 450 to 5 1/4. Civec Cattle at Milligan, there's 25 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 700. The Wood Cattle out of Palmyra, Roy Wood, 170 black steer and heifers, 550 to 750. 56 black steer and heifers, backgrounded Sheely Cattle out of Hanover, 750 to 800. 30 black steer and heifers, background 8 to 900. The Cortland Cattle of Hulse, Stahlbaumer out of Extel, 12 black heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Chris Mainz at Wymore, 8 red steers, 650 to 700. Grunewald Cattle at Pickerel, 25 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. The Crop Cattle out of Cook, 27 black and red steer and heifers, they weigh 6 to 800. 11 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 550 to 600. The Busbin Cattle at Cortland, 24 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 650 to 850. Hoosa calves at Wymore. Krause Cattle at Denton, 40 black steer and heifers, 6 to 800. 8 black and red steer and heifers, no wean on those cattle. They're the Orth Cattle out of Beatrice. 11 black steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Kowalski out of Wilbur. And 13 black steer and heifers, they are 450 to 5 1/4. Tanner goes out of Talmadge. That wraps it up here today on a great set of cattle. Certainly appreciate your business. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. And have a great day. Come to the auction and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. For the fourth time in the last 5 months, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index climbed above growth neutral. That according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy. This index increased to its highest level since January of 2020. The overall index for February rose to 53.8 from January's 52 point even. The index ranges between 0 and 100, the reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Dr. Ernie Goss, who heads up this report, said sharp gains in grain prices, federal farm support, the Federal Reserve's record low interest rates have underpinned the rural Main Street economy. He said only 8% of bank CEOs indicate economic conditions worsened from the previous month. He said even so, current rural economic activity remains below pre-pandemic levels. And for the fifth straight month, the farmland price index advanced above growth neutral as well. The February farm equipment sales index saw its highest reading since February of 2013. U.S. ag exports in fiscal year 2021 expected to increase to $152 billion, up 12% from the previous year, and nearing the record set in 2014. Through 2030, exports are expected to grow 1.9% annually as the world's economies rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic and resuming an expansion near the pre-pandemic growth path. Rising 2021 export values are supported by higher to near-term prices in a range of commodities like soybeans, cotton, wheat, and meats. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have your perennials gotten too big for their own good? It might be time to divide and conquer. Some seasonal garden wisdom is on the way from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. It's the anniversary of George Washington's birth in 1732, and on this day in 1879, Frank Woolworth opened his first five and dime store in Utica, New York. In only a matter of weeks, perennials will be coming out of dormancy. That's the ideal time for dividing them if necessary. How do you know it's time? The first sign is expansion into areas where it's not welcome. Other signs are a dead, unsightly center or a plant that produces fewer blooms each year. To divide a mature perennial, lift the clump, separate the sections with active growth, and replant. Be sure to leave a proportionate number of roots to support the size of the crown. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal gardening advice at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 30 degrees in Marysville this morning. And we're on our way back out of the icebox with highs near 50 on tap already today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Wichita State's revamped team is not only cruising along at 13-4 and 9-2 in the AAC, it jumped into first place Thursday night with a 68-63 win over sixth-ranked Houston. It was the Shockers' eighth win this season by no more than 5 points and their highest-ranked victim at home since beating number 2 Louisville in 1967. It also probably pushed the Shockers from the NCAA tournament bubble to firmly in the field. Not bad for a program that turned over almost its entire roster from last season, then watched coach Greg Marshall depart amid allegations of verbal and physical abuse just prior to the start of the season. In Saturday college hoops, it was the KU Jayhawks over the Texas Tech Red Raiders by a margin of 67-61. The Jayhawks back in action this evening at 8 o'clock as they'll take on the Texas Longhorns. Wichita State Shockers in action this afternoon as they'll take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys at 2. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School wrestlers advance 4 boys and 1 girl to the state tournament. Marysville High placing 4th. At Substate at Marion, with Gabe Fredrickson and Jack Lott winning championships, Bo Wassenberg and Patrick Smith placed 4th. Elise Rose won her weight class in the girls' division.
Marysville Bulldogs, a sweep of the Chapman Irish in North Central Kansas League play on senior night at MHS Friday. Marysville boys win 59-41. Marysville holding Chapman to 5 field goals in the first half. Led at the intermission 31-18. Came out firing with a 19-8 third quarter. Bulldogs paced by Gavin Pieschel, 13 points. Briar O'Neill with a dozen. Rhett Williams off the bench with 10. Marysville improves to 14-3, 7-2. Chapman led by Camden Lebo with 16 on the strength of 5 trays. Irish fall to 3-11, 1-7. Marysville 59. Chapman 41. Marysville girls won 59-14, held Chapman to 3 field goals all night, including a late 3 by a reserve at the end of the game from half court. Eva Peschel with 12, Macy Raver scored 10 as Marysville girls improved to 7-9, 5-3. Chapman had 3 points from Sophia Cavanaugh. That was their top scorer among starters. The Irish fall to 1-13, winless at 8 league starts. Marysville 59, Chapman 14. Team's rematch at Chapman Monday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Monday night makeup basketball games, Marysville at Chapman live on KNDY. Valley Heights tips off at Washington County, Frankfort at Lynn. 1A Substate Basketball pairings announced with quarterfinal play beginning this Thursday and Friday. Hanover number 1 and Wetmore number 2 girls and boys teams are top seed in the Axel Substate and all receive a bye in the first round. Thursday night, 5th seed Axel girls tip off at 4th seed Blue Valley. 3rd seed Lynn girls host 6th seed Pike Valley. On the boys' side, 4th seed Axel will host Blue Valley Friday night. 6th seed Lynn tips off at 3rd seed Pike Valley. Semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Axel High School, with a championship Saturday, March 6th. In the Centralia Substate, Jackson Heights girls are top seed with a bye. 2nd seed Donovan West will host Troy. 3rd seed Frankfort girls host Onega this Thursday. And 5th seed Centralia girls tip off at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde boys are top seed with a bye. 2nd seed Frankfort boys host Onega Friday. 3rd seed Jackson Heights host Troy. And 4th seed Centralia boys will host Donovan West. Winners advance to semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Centralia, with a championship Saturday, March 6th. Brackets are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. They asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink, just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink.